This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Final hour of the Hoffman Show on the Team 980, also streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. If you missed any of the first 2 hours, you can check it out wherever you get your podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and the Odyssey app. And, of course, we're also on YouTube at the Team 980. Speaking of podcasts, Take Command, Logan and I talked about football play calling nomenclature. And while that sounds incredibly nerdy and boring, I promise you it was interesting, and you'll hear part of that conversation coming up at 6:15. But first, it is time to welcome in the head coach of Archbishop Spalding's boys basketball team, Josh Pratt, who coached Cam Whitmore at Archbishop Spalding and now gets to see his former player play for the Wizards at Capital One Arena. Josh, appreciate your time. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So I'm excited to talk to you about Cam, a kid that you had when he was a kid, now as a young man coming back to the DMV to play for the Wizards. I always love to ask this question when we have like high school coaches on or college coaches of guys that are young professionals or just became professionals. In Cam's case, been with Houston, obviously, for a couple years now. Tell me about the first time you saw Cam Whitmore and what you thought of the young man.
The first time I saw him actually was in the spring, and you know, he was already a big young man. You know, I think sometimes, you know, when especially high school teachers, you know, he looked so big, but you didn't realize he was 15 years old, and he's, you know, legit 6'7". I don't think he was probably maybe 215 pounds. But a tall individual, very well respected. You know, he's a respectful kid, was raised well by his mom and dad. And we hit it off right away, really. You know, quiet kid as a sophomore. You know, obviously, you know, I'm sure people know, you know, coming off an injury as a freshman. But, you know, over the period of time, I was able to gain his trust. We did a lot of kind of one-on-one meetings and stuff like that. And, you know, I think his breakout game, personally, was when he had 34 and like 15 rebounds against Gilman. They were number one in our league at the time, and we kind of pulled the upset. And, you know, his dunk against this 6'9 kid, I mean, I just sat there with my arms folded. It was unbelievable. It was an unbelievable dunk, and that's when I knew, like, the kid was special.
So what do you do with a kid like that? Like, you don't get kids like that. And if you're coaching at IMG Academy, like, sure. You have that Montverde, you have that all the time. But you get a kid like that that's just special and different that comes through your program. I'm sure there's a sense of responsibility. But what are the feelings that you have, and then what are some things that you try to do to make sure that you maximize him and get him set up for the best career that he's going to have as potentially a professional basketball player?
Well, you know, when he was young, I think he was kind of off the radar. So it was more of just building a relationship with him on and off the court. You know, really gaining his trust as a player. I think his parents really helped that. His parents, you know, I can't thank enough. They believed in me. believed in my track record, you know, so to speak, as a high school coach. You know, there's, you know, this time and age, you know, everybody, you know, is transferring, and, you know, and I took over for a coach that, you know, recruited Cam, and he could have easily transferred, but, you know, he trusted me, trusted my staff. And so when it comes to, you know, really working the kid out, it's individual workouts, it's morning workouts. We do 6 a.m. morning workouts before school, you know, things like that. So, you know, and then really film study, right? Like, you know, pulling him aside and kind of doing some film study with him individually, help side defense, rotations, you know, because he's an unbelievable athlete. I think everybody knows that. So, you know, again, going back to what I said earlier, just gaining his trust, and I think he believed in me as a coach. We won some good games. You know, obviously, I think we would have won more games. I think he would have been a 2,000-point score if it wasn't for the pandemic.
Yeah, which obviously shaped every kid that's his age and their experience in high school.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Josh Pratt, the head coach of Archbishop Spalding, with us here on the Hoffman Show. Coach Cam Whitmore, of course, now with the Wizards. I want to double click on the trust factor, because it seems like the reports out of Houston were that he and Ime Udoka, the head coach down there, were not on the same page. What can you get out of a Cam Whitmore when you have his trust?
Oh, you're going to get a tremendous player. I think there's a lot of untapped talent there that I think once you gain his trust, I think you're going to get a kid that's will do anything for you, will do anything for the organization. I think, you know, and again, I absolutely love the kids. I'm definitely biased, but I think he's coachable. I think, you know, I think he's a good teammate. I think, honestly, just watching from afar and not really knowing what happened down there, I think he just wants to play. I mean, I think he wants to help contribute to the team, because I think he believes in his talent. I think he's a very confident individual. And I think, you know, I think it was a great trade. You know, I think, yeah, I'm a huge Wizards fan. I was a ball boy back in 1989. So I've been a Wizards fan all my life. So I personally love it. I think they're going to get the best out of him. I tell you, a side note is his dad and I are close. He still comes to games, things like that. He sent me a picture of Cam when he was younger, and Martin Gortat was signing his autograph. I just thought the world of that. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. I think Cam actually wound up sharing that out on social media as well. So very, very
cool. Oh,
cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Very cool to see the ties. Actually, I want to ask you about the Wizards ties as a local basketball guy in a second and as a head coach of a local program. But on Cam as a player, I'm just going to repeat the line that Zach Lowe used because I thought it's humorous in its own way. But he's like, Cam's decision tree right now is like, have ball, yes, okay, then shoot. And obviously in the NBA, in some ways that's simpler. Like we don't have to play make, we have to do anything else. But you want to be able to round out that part of your game to become the best version of yourself as a player. Scoring is very valuable, but the more you can do, the better. So as Cam gets here to DC, starts working with Brian Keefe and that staff, when you talk about that untapped potential, what are some of the things that you think Cam can add offensively? And what do you think his potential is as a defender at the NBA level?
I think he can defend. I think, you know, watching, you know, I was able to catch a couple of games. You know, I think his self-side defense and his rotations, whatever their scheme is, whatever the Wizards want to do defensively, I think Cam will be bought in. I think he can defend on the perimeter. I think he can also defend bigger guys because of his strength. I think that's a strength of his as well. You know, but it really comes down to what their principles are as far as, you know, stopping ball, rotations, you know, how help side is, who they, you know, doubling, you know, things like that. I think he's got a high IQ. I think he can be a really good defender. I think he can be a great rebounder and a guy that can, you know, start the transition, you know, and be a playmaker, not just a finisher around the basket, if that makes sense. You know, like,
for sure.
You watch some of his highlights, you know, you watch some of his highlights with the Rockets, you know, it's all dunks and things like that, you know, but he can shoot the three. He can pull up and hit the mid-range shot. You know, he's going to be playing with young guys, so, you know, he's going to have an opportunity to play with those guys and really grow. You know, you got a guy like Sarr that can block shots, things like that. So, you know, you got some help rebounding. You got some long athleticism. So I think he fits in perfect there. Offensively, you know, selfishly, I'd love to see him push the ball more. I'd love to see him, you know, create for other people, which he's more than capable of doing. You know, at the high school level, you know, let's be real. Like, he was the best player on the court every time we played, right? So he was able to cheat a little bit. You know, as you are in the professional business now, you have to, you know, you got to really be on your P's and Q's because you got guys that have been in the league for a long time that have a lot of experience. So, yeah, I think he can be a tremendous player for the Wizards. Both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, I think he fits in a really interesting place in their plethora of skill sets because he and now Trey Johnson are the two guys that I think are much more offensive-minded than a lot of the defense-first guys that they've taken the past couple of years. So I'm very curious to see kind of who handles the ball. Obviously, they have some of the vets around, like C.J. McCollum as well. So I think we'll get a chance to see those opportunities. Last thing for Josh Pratt, the head coach of Archbishop Spalding. Boys basketball had Cam Whitmore, as we've been talking about here for the last 10 minutes or so, in high school at Spalding. But Josh, just more generally, you mentioned your own personal history with the Wizards, being a ball boy back in 89 and a guy who's a huge Wizards fan. And as a high school coach in this area, like, do you have a connection at this point with Monumental Basketball? I know it's something they're working on, and I know, like, Brian Keefe did a big coaches clinic last year. That was kind of a new thing. I know that is Will Dawkins and Michael Winger and that whole front office crew has gotten more acclimated to the area. They are trying to connect more with the basketball scene in the DMV. I'm just curious, as a guy who is either on the receiving end of that or hopes to be, I'm sure, have you started to feel that yet?
Oh, I would love to be. I would love to check out if I'm going to answer the question correctly. Like, I would love to be a part. Like, I'd love to come to a practice and watch and things like that. You know, Capital Hoops, Mark Stern, has invited us to the Wizards. I guess there's a showcase event sponsored by the Wizards, January 11th. We'll be out there for that. You know, I've got a couple of young prospects that are rising, sophomores that are, you know, currently ranked in the country, that I think potentially, you know, could be high major Division I players. So, like, we're, you know, I've been there. I'm going into my seventh year We've really changed the program around. I think we're known for basketball besides other sports. But to answer your question, I think I would love to, like, honestly, I would love to come down and watch a practice and learn and things like that. I mean, I think as a high school coach, I've been doing this since for 30 years now. I would love to learn. Once you stop learning, you should probably stop coaching, right? So, 100%. Yeah, I would love to be a. I would love to sit in a practice. Man, are you kidding? That would be fantastic.
Yeah, and I know I don't know exactly what that looks like. I know it's something that they've talked about mattering to them, and it should. Like, DMV basketball is important in the basketball world, and the Wizards, as the professional NBA team here, are obviously an essential cog in that wheel. And I'm curious to see how that continues to grow the longer this staff is in place. Josh, really appreciate the time. Thanks so much, and hopefully we'll catch you at some point down the line. And good luck as you get your summer program going, and you know, ultimately work into the fall.
I really appreciate it. One last thing. You got two Baltimore Catholic League players playing on the Wizards, Bob Carrington and Cam Whitmore. So that speaks volumes about our league. Our Baltimore Catholic League is one of the best in the country. But thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Josh Pratt, everybody, with us here on the Hoffman Show. Again, the head coach at Archbishop Spalding. When we get back... not that. We're going to talk about football play calling and why the Commanders have thrived in a way that many other teams have struggled with over the years because of the limitations of how they do business and how Cliff Kingsbury's overcome it. That's next, but first, the latest from the world of women's sports presented to you by Wawa. Chicken how you want it. Wawa with customizable roasted or crispy chicken sandwiches.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.